ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hola, amigos. It is Wednesday, October 20th. Season tip-off for your New Orleans Pelicans. That will be a Focus the Voice. Your New Orleans Pelicans in this segment after we set up the rest of the show for you. Coming up bottom of the hour, Scott Prather, ESPN 1420. We'll talk with him about the Cajuns. They play tomorrow. And what Acadiana's feeling of the Saints and Pels as they start their season. Again, it's going to be a big thing. See what kind of season the Pels have this year. And then coming up at 12:45, we'll do some top stories. 1:15, Sean Fox from Sports Talk 97.7 up there in Fun Row, as we like to call it. A big win for ULM up there. We'll touch on La Tech and his thoughts on the Pels and Saints as well and what the fan base feels over there. 1:30, Eric Alexander, national champ and world champ with the Tigers and Patriots. We'll get his thoughts on LSU as they get ready to face the Lane Train. As Ole Miss is out there trying its best to say Matt Corral's not going to play. If you listen to Matt Moscona yesterday on the show, he ain't buying it. Coach Ed Ogeron says he ain't buying it either. Expect to see Matt Corral as they are retiring Eli Manning's jersey. And they painted the end zone. Did you see that? There was a photo yesterday. It says Manning instead of Ole Miss in the end zone over there in Oxford. Ralph Marlborough, 2:15. Daniel Salerson, 2:30 to preview as well.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is. That what it is?
To me, he is Shock Gene, the Digital Underground, head coach Sean of the Peyton. Gotta wait another day. Gotta wait a whole nother day to find out who exactly is going to be on the practice field for the New Orleans Saints. The good news, elevated from IR yesterday, Marcus Davenport, welcome back. Quan Alexander, Will Lutz as well. Traquan Smith, oh my goodness, we're actually going to have a healthy football team at some point.
Peace and healthiness forever.
Now, just because they got elevated off the IR does not mean that they are playing on Monday. I'd like to think so. I don't know. One indication will be if they're available at practice. Will they be on the injury report? Will they not? You'll have an indication tomorrow. I don't know if Sean in his morning presser is going to give you much info. Why would you if you're coach, right? Let Seattle find out Monday night. But, again, it is good news that elevated off of IR is Will Lutz, Quan Alexander, Marcus Davenport, and Traquan Smith. I'd like to see Eric McCoy at some point. That might help, too, getting your starting center. Anyway, we got a ton to get into. Last night, the NBA season tipped off. We'll talk on those two games here as well. The Pelicans tip off against the 76ers. Philly, a 3.5-point favorite. A little history between new head coach Willie Green, Philly, and New Orleans. Don't know what I'm talking about. This was him after practice.
I'm amazed that it's working out this way. The first team that I played for coming into the NBA drafted was Philadelphia. And the second team was New Orleans. So now I'm coaching in New Orleans, which is a blessing. And I'm playing against an organization, community, city that I'm very familiar with.
The voice of your New Orleans Pelicans for another season here on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball, is Todd Graffanini. You can follow him on Twitter at NTGraff. Graff, happy new season to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Goose. Let's try to play 82 games. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. It's been a very interesting couple of seasons here in the NBA, but let's see what happens here. Todd, last night the league did tip off. You had two games, four teams, all heavily favored. Lots of storylines going around it. Nets and Bucks. Milwaukee wins 127-104. The Nets without Kyrie Irving, but they had Harden, they had Durant. Were you surprised at how good Milwaukee looked last night?
No. I mean, they're defending champs. I mean, they should look good.
Right.
They got the best player on the planet in Giannis. Right. So, and I know Drew went out early, Hopefully he'll be okay. But, I mean, look, they got a lot of firepower. So, no, I was not surprised at all.
32 for Giannis, 14 rebounds as well. Warriors and Lakers. Todd, I would have thought based on social media, by the time I went to bed early. And when I say early, it was like third quarter. They're up double digits. Steph Curry has 8 points. It just slipped on some beverage that was spilled on the floor. LeBron's dunking. He has, what, 32 points, 34 points, 80, 33. I wake up this morning, they lost. 121-114 to the Warriors without Klay Thompson. He's not playing to Christmas Day. Does that just kind of tell you where the West is this year? I mean, the Warriors behind Steph, you know, he only had 21 points, but they beat L.A. at L.A. on a night where LeBron and AD go for 34 and 33. Is that sort of a, hey, this is what's going to be like this year?
Yeah, I think so, Gus, because it's just, it's a deep, deep conference. And, you know, I know Steph, I know he had a triple-double. I think it was his first triple-double in like 5 years. So
21, 10, and 10.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if he's throwing triple-doubles out there, that's big time. But look, you know, the Lakers, hey, anytime the Lakers lose, it's a good day in the NBA. So they're going to get all the hype. I don't know how Russell Westbrook is going to fit in with them. I mean, eventually they might have, they're going to figure it out, but I think it's going to be a struggle for them, at least, you know, trying to find their chemistry while, you know, but I mean, you got LeBron and AD, you're going to win ball games. It's just, They're striving to win championships in L.A. and just don't know if that's going to happen. But at least, hey, they're 0-1. So the Pelicans right now are ahead of the Lakers, which is a good thing.
Exactly right. As we turn our attention to the Birds here. Look, Willie Green, I just played that bite. It's interesting. Got drafted by Philly. He's coaching his first game with New Orleans here, a team that he played for after the 76ers. Todd, let's just start with this aspect of it. You've been around them now for a little bit, a couple of preseason games, a couple of weeks of practice. What is your take on Willie Green, his coaching style, how he interacts with the team? You've had a chance now for about a month to be around him.
Gus, he doesn't get in his own way. I think that's about the simplest way I can put it. He lets his assistants do a lot of the talking and do a lot of the, you know, going over the plays, but when he needs to make a point, he will make a point. And it's almost like, hey, if Willie Green's saying something, you better listen up.
Gotcha.
And I like that. It's got to be, and again, we weren't at any type of practice or workout or anything a year ago. It has got to be a complete 180 from what Stan Van Gundy was doing last season, where he was, you know, he is the ultimate hands-on type of guy. And he is, again, Stan Van Gundy's a great X's and O's guy. I just think his coaching style did not mesh very well with the roster, and that's why we had the situation that we did last year. I think Willie Green's completely opposite. But it's good to see him also, not only when he has to say something, he says something, but pull guys off to the side, talk to them one-on-one individually. At times, I've noticed a lot of that in the last month with Coach Green and whomever it might be. So, you know, look, you got to think about it. He's only been out of the league 4 years. He actually was a teammate of Jonas Valanciunas in Toronto, if you
That's
can believe
crazy.
That. So,
yeah.
He is not far removed from being one of those guys out on the court. So, I think that's just. It's just going to be huge for the Pelicans this year with such a young roster and just that small mix of veterans, one of which, you know, is Jonas Valanciunas.
Speaking of Jonas, big news came out of the facility and after shoot-around this morning. He agrees to a 2-year extension worth $30.1 million. That means over the next three seasons, Pelicans have his rights for $44.1 million. Look, he got thrown out of a game in the preseason. Coach Willie Green says his veteran leadership has been something that has stood out. Brandon Ingram referenced him back on Media Day. What's been your take on him? Because as you look at your sheet, Todd, and you get ready with your lineup, sir, there's a lot of different names and faces that are going to be tipping off this season. It's a different roster. It's a different team. But let's start with the guy in the middle. How can he impact this team, and how big is it for them to kind of take care of the big guy? And he said this morning he is very appreciative of that.
Yeah, well, not and here's the thing, too, Gus. He's 29 years old. It's not like they're signing a 33, 34-year-old, which, again, me and you isn't very old. But in NBA years, you know, that's getting up there a little bit. So he still has the prime of his career ahead of him. And it's just been really fun to watch him on a daily basis. You know, we saw him four times a year when we were taking on Memphis. And he was just no fun to deal with. This is a guy who is capable of a double-double every night. He's got good hands in the post. He can defend. He can be physical. And if the need should arise, he can step out of the paint and hit a mid-range shot or step beyond the arc and make a three. That is something that our bigs were sorely lacking last year, and it clogged up the paint a lot. And that's why, you know, Steven Adams and, you know, we talked about Steven Adams in the first month of the season last year, how valuable he was to the Pelicans a year ago early on. But as the season went on, you realized how limited he was offensively,
right.
And teams realized that and started to pack everything, and it just clogged the paint up. And that's not going to be the case with Valanciunas. So, and the other thing is, too, Gus, you want some continuity on this roster. Mm-hmm. And knowing that he is going to be your big for the next few years is I think it's big time, because he's a veteran too, Gus. You need some leadership on the court and off the court, and Valanciunas can provide it along with Garrett Temple. And I think it's a great move all the way around.
I think one of the things, speaking with the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini at NT Graff, way to follow over on Twitter, that we will be paying attention to, obviously. Look, B.I. already kind of told us at Media Day, 1 to 2 months until he really sees this roster kind of get together. We know Zion's probably not playing until November. So it's going to be a bit for everybody to sort of gel. And for Willie Green to figure out the roster, we played post-practice sound from Monday, Todd, yesterday, and he said, right now, 10 players, maybe 11. You said 2 weeks ago, you don't know how he's going to come down to that number because he thinks there's some depth there. Are you confident in the 10 guys that he's going to have to depend on here that are pretty good? Like, it's different than we got to find 10 guys, right? It's a difference.
I think I got a pretty good idea, just, again, me being there every day and watching practice, who that 11, 10. I know he says 10. It's going to be really, really tough to play 10 guys. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
I think 11 is a little more realistic, just because, you know, I think a wild card in the 10 or 11 is Herb Jones. It's just going to be really tough to keep him off the court, Gus, with what he brings to the table defensively. And they want this team to be a defensive team. And you could argue right now he is one of the top three defenders on the team. And he has not played an NBA game. I mean, I've just seen enough of him in practice going up against, you know, his teammates. I mean, he straight up blocked a Brandon Ingram elbow jumper 3 days ago in practice. I couldn't believe it.
You got to have him on the court.
I couldn't believe it.
Got to have him on the court then. Yeah.
And that's what I think, that's going to be a wild card between the 10 or 11, because I think it's pretty, I know they're going to want Garrett Temple to play just because of what he brings to the table as a veteran. And you got to believe, well, I mean, now that Jackson's healthy, he's playing. So it's that second five. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they mix and match. But again, I think it's going to be a second six. It's going to be extremely difficult for Willie Green to just pin 10 guys down. But that's a good problem to have, Gus, because as you know, injuries happen in this league. And, you know, I'm thinking 10 or 11 right now, and Zion's not on the court. So remember, when he gets thrown back into the mix, somebody else has to back up and might not play. So, like I said, good problem to have. That, I think, is Willie Green's toughest task. That will be his toughest task as the Pelicans head coach in the first month, month and a half of the season. He's trying to find the right guys on the court.
You know, I love Trey Murphy. He's another guy that just, he does kind of a little bit
of
everything.
He is going to play, Gus. That's not a problem. I will guarantee you that.
I like him to start. But look, Nikhil Alexander-Walker's also had a nice preseason here and there. I think one thing, the way to express it to fans, Todd, is those two guys are going to get minutes, right? And don't look at who gets announced first or not, but those two guys are going to be probably standing next to Devontae Graham, would be my guess at some point.
Yes, I agree as well. And remember, too, if not who starts, it's who finishes, especially, you know, the way the Pelicans weren't able to finish games last year. And something that has gone really overlooked, but not to the people that cover the team on a daily basis, we have got to be, I mean absolutely have to be, a better free throw shooting team than we were a year ago. Because we were second to last in the league in free throws last year, 73%. In the NBA, that's not good at all. That's got to go up to 78%, 79%. Think of how many close games you're involved in last year, especially. And think of how many games, you know, four or five more made free throws would have made a difference. Now, on paper, this is a much better free throw shooting team. They've got to do it out on the court. But, I mean, you think about Valanciunas, Gus. He was a 73% free throw shooter a year ago.
Right.
Steven Adams was a 48% free throw shooter. You cannot have someone like that on the floor to finish a game. And how big is Steven Adams defensively? Yeah. You know, that's a defensive piece you got to take out because he can't make a free throw.
Well, Valanciunas, 17 and 12 was his numbers with Memphis. 17 points, 12 rebounds.
Well,
you take
a double-double every night?
Yeah.
I would.
That position? That is for sure. All right, man. The only thing I guess we have left after this, too, we'll have Daniel to kind of talk a little bit else about the rest of the league and things of that nature, but you always give your keys, and it's something that you're going to be looking at. Here's Philly. They embroiled with all the nonsense and all that, but look, if you listen to Embiid yesterday, the guy says, I'm not worried about that guy anymore, and says, I'm not here to babysit. And he also said, to your point, you told me this off the air, that they've been practicing without him. And he said the chemistry's fine right now on that team. So what kind of basketball team are we going to see tonight? They're favored by 3.5.
Look, they're good. I mean, Philly's good. They were the one seed in the East last year. Now, of course, that was with Ben Simmons. But I actually think it helps Philly that Ben Simmons is not playing. Because let me tell you something right now. I listened to Philly Sports Talk yesterday. It is an absolute circus what's going on over there. It is. It's an absolute circus. I mean, Ben Simmons should be ashamed of himself, but he doesn't care. So, he really doesn't care, which is sad. But, look, you know his limitations as a player. He's a scared player. And I think opponents know that. Now he's not going to be on the court. They know he's not going to take a three. Now, Ben Simmons is a tremendous defender. He can drive the basketball when he wants to. So, I think that's an advantage to Philly that he is not playing tonight. But, look, they've got an MVP candidate, Joel Embiid. Danny Green is capable of making 7-8 threes in a ball game. Tobias Harris is a 50-40-90 type who was on pace to have that last year. As a matter of fact, his 50-40-90 season derailed in the Smoothie King Center because he couldn't make a three. He had a horrible night shooting the basketball, and that was pretty much it. But Tobias Harris is a tremendous player. What's interesting, though, Gus, is their additions. They got Andre Drummond in the offseason, be a free agent who's capable of going 20-20. Now he's not going to play that many minutes to go 20-20, but he is a big man underneath. And they signed George Niang from Utah. Well, he came over as a free agent as well, but Niang's been in Utah the last few years, and he just sits in the corner and drains threes. So that's somebody that they did not have a year ago. Throw on top of that, they led the league in steals a year ago, Gus. Now, Ben Simmons had a lot to do with that.
Right.
But this is a big-time defensive team to go with Embiid and the crew. And to me, the key tonight, the key, we cannot turn the ball over at will like we did three of the four preseason games. We do that tonight, it's going to be a long night, Gus. We've got to take care of the basketball because Philly has got enough talent without Ben Simmons to make a mark in the Eastern Conference. So it's going to be a very intriguing game tonight, Gus. you know, the good news is Zion is out, but everybody else is available. So nobody else on the injury report. That's very good news. And let's tee it up and see what happens.
The only time I'm going to say it is we say goodbye to you. Congratulations last night. I know you're going to be ready when you get home to check out the game. Look, you know what? It's been good baseball. It's been good baseball either way. Talking about your Dodgers. I know. It's going to give you an ulcer. I understand that.
I was not in a very good place for 7.5 innings last night. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, the umpiring needs to get better for both series. How about that? That is for sure. We will see what happens, though, as Game 5 of the Astros-Red Sox is at 4:08, and Game 4 of the Braves and Dodgers is 7:08. So, Todd, the good thing about it is you'll be calling basketball, so you won't know what's
Correct.
Going on until the end of the game.
Won't watch. Nope. No pitches, no ulcers there.
Okay.
So, I'll find out when I get home. I'll watch the game, and hopefully my children are asleep. And they won't hear expletives from another room.
Well, just think of this. At least you're not in L.A. as I'm scrolling through the ESPN audio vault, and it's already Westbrook should be benched. Wilbon, you need to try him off the bench.
Told you about Westbrook, man.
One day.
One game. Throw it up.
They found their scapegoat. Hey, that's what you sign on for when you play with the king. Ty Graffanini. Follow. At NT Graph is the way to do so over on social media. Have fun, man. Enjoy the call tonight. It's at home in the Smoothie King Center. Got to win at home this year. That is for sure. Thank you, bud.
Agreed.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Goosey.
All right, quick break. When we come back, Jimmy, I see you on the line getting ready to go to you right after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover. You're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
We'll do just fine. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. I've done
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Ilario Center in West Wego. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Ilario Center in West Wego to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
Your new Ford dealership in LaFouche Parish is Calvin Braxton Ford. You may need your vehicle serviced, but you don't want to drive too far. Get ready for some good news. The Calvin Braxton Ford service department in Lockport is now open. And better yet, they truly want to keep your vehicle running at its best. Now offering a special on gas-only oil changes, just $39.95 up to 5 quarts. Plus, with 4 new tires, your alignment is only $69.95. Yeah, Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Do you feel he wants to be here now? You have a certain...
Well, today, not, obviously. We told him to go home. Hopefully at some point, yeah, I do.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs.
That's Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid after practice yesterday. Doc Rivers, obviously not. We told him to go home. That's where they are. Now, all of that, is, we'll see what happens tonight. 7 o'clock tip time between the Pels and Philly. Philly's a 3.5-point favorite. Again, the news today, Jonas Valanciunas' 2-year extension. Pels got him now for the next 3 years. $44.1 million is what it will cost him. Jimmy and Gretna, thank you for calling on tip-off day here in the NBA for the Pels. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Gus?
Doing well.
Hey, man, congratulations. Your Southern Miss Golden Eagles are joining the Sun Belt. Just found that out.
It's going
to be a big step up.
Look, let me tell you something, though. Conference USA is a reason six teams went to the American and the rest are going to the Sun Belt, right?
Yeah, man, Conference USA is a total dumpster fire. I feel bad for Frank Gore Jr. over there. He's not on TV, so at least Sun Belt has some TV games. But no, I called up about the Pelicans. You know, it's the home opener. You're like one of the only, and I give you credit for this, you know, like the local media doesn't really, sports media doesn't talk much about the Pelicans. Of course, they're a stepbrother, a little stepbrother, redheaded stepchild to the Saints. You know, the Saints can win or lose, Gus, and, you know, they get a lot of I think 80% of the city doesn't even know they have a home opener tonight. Now, I know people are joking about Zion being overweight or what the deal is with that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it's the same song and dance, Gus. I mean, I'm a fan of the Pelicans. I'm a fan of basketball. You look at the history. You look at the teams that have come and gone, the ABA Buccaneers, the Jazz, almost lost the Hornets with the, you know, they had to put an attendance quota in. I'm looking at the price of tickets right now for the home opener, Gus, on the secondary market are like $6. So that tells me tonight's going to be pretty empty. You know, I'm assuming there's no more COVID, you know, limitations or capacity limitations, as long as you have your, you know, paperwork and whatnot. But I mean that's not a good sign. I know it's a weekday, but it's just frustrating because again you support them, your station and your show talks about it a lot. But man, nobody knows about this. Nobody knows the season's even opening. Nobody really cares. I mean, you hear Gail Benson giving the long term commitment after she passed away to the Saints. You know, the Saints could be 4-12. People still care, but I didn't hear from Gail Benson that. You know, the Pelicans are definitely going to be here long term after their lease is over. So, yeah, it's disheartening. I hope people show up. And, you know, obviously Zion being out. I mean, you think this is really a weight issue? I guess I'll wrap it up with that question. You think his injuries is just because in the past, we had players that got misdiagnosed because Tom Benson had the same staff working for the Saints and the Pelicans. But is this? This isn't that situation. This is more of an issue with his weight, right? Is that why he's always getting hurt?
Could it be a combination of things? Can I go that route? I think, look, getting the injury against that San Antonio game in the preseason, I call it bad luck. I do not think that, well, I do think, I mean, it's hard to say that you don't know how his weight and all that other stuff affects the rest of his body. I would assume that it does. I mean, it can't help. Look, it's never a good thing when the season tips off, and there are several articles released this morning nationally, whether it's Twitter, whether it's websites, or, you know, real publications that you're familiar with, SI, ESPN, whatever, and his weight's an issue. It's a topic. His injury concern. It's, you know, other teams' executives are keeping an eye on the situation and all. You know how I feel about this. I haven't backed down from this. I understand and can hear certain players at times in today's world. It just is what it is, right? I need help. Surround me with this. I want to win. And you know how I feel about that phrase. I can't stand it. I've never heard somebody say, I don't want to win. The closest thing might be your boy over there in Philly, Ben Simmons. But, like, for the most part, if you are a competitive athlete, amateur or professional, collegiate or in the professional league, you want to win, right? So I never like this, well, I want to win. Because what you're inferring is you have teammates that don't. Now, whether or not they're good enough to help you and all those things, that's fine. We can discuss that. And yes, you looked at the roster last year, it was a dumpster fire. It didn't work. You thought it would. You had a plan. It didn't work. It didn't mesh. It didn't fit midseason. All of a sudden, he's your point guard, which is why I said, if he's going to be point Zion, your body has to transform to a certain extent. You're going to be running more. You're going to be, your legs are going to be used more. Like, you're going to have to work on your hand. You have to work on your game. You know, you watching last night, the Nets and Bucks and the Warriors and Lakers, and you have superstar players on those teams that have put in a lot of years in the league already, lots of tread on the title. How do they take care of themselves? Right? I mean, this morning, it's a big topic. LeBron, how, my gosh, look at him. Look, he's still dunking and doing. The guy spends millions on his body, takes care of his body. AD, he looks like a completely different athlete, almost twice in size. Right? You have to put in the work on your game and your body. And he went on a podcast back in March saying he has to find the right balance to still be strong enough and, you know, do what he can do. At the same time, he understands he has to drop a little weight. There's a lot of moving forward that's going to be on him. If you want to be a franchise player, you lead by example. If you want to be a franchise player, you have to be the best player on the roster. That's why you're the franchise player. And that's, to me, a theme this season with him. I want to see a level of maturity that's increased. I want to see game that's increased. Everyone in the world, I mean, you can't watch a game and Antonio Daniels and go, he doesn't use his right hand. Teams know how to scout you, know how to stop you. Sure, you can give me the numbers. You can do all these different aspects that he did in the paint. And all. I hear you. Imagine if other things improved, if his conditioning improved, if his game improved, adding shots, doing all those things. That's the element of this. And on a team where you can probably name off the top of your hand 4 or 5 players that themselves have vocalized this offseason that they have gotten better at and improved game and conditioning. Jackson Hayes, I need to get bigger. I need to work on my game. Brandon Ingram, I need to get bigger. I needed more energy so I can play better defense. It's about me. It's my mental aspect. I mean, you can go on and on with a couple of players. Trey Murphy, asked by Jen Hale after the game against Orlando, how are you so confident in your three? I put in the work. He is going to be on a team this year where he is surrounded by people that put in work. So it'll be telling whether or not he fits in and he buys in. Because they're going to buy in and play for Coach Green. And I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that is something that absolutely you should keep an eye on. Right? I mean, at some point, it has to be on the individual as well. The team made a mistake, figured it out, have to fix it now. Let's see if it works. We don't know. Let's see. It starts tonight. Let's see if this roster is better. Let's see if they play better defense. Let's see if there's more shooting. I get it. He has to do it too, though. It's a mutual thing, especially when you're top pick overall, especially when you're labeled the franchise player, right? Quick break to the phone lines we go. We'll talk to Lee out of the break, and he will bring in Scott Prather as well. It's the Sports Hangover, and you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New York. We can't move on, we can't stay here. Well, maybe we've just had enough. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love. You and me tried everything, but still that mockingbird won't sing. Oh, man. Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and rug specials. Kick back on a Lily fabric sofa for $579. Sit down to the new Aberdeen 5-piece dining set, now $1,049. And stretch out on the Canyon Queen bed, just $339. Plus, get 50 to 60% off select Simmons and Sealy mattresses. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
The devastation caused by Hurricane Ida was unprecedented. You can prevent additional damage by making a free call to 811 a few days before you dig or disturb the ground in any way. Calling 811 helps protect you from unintentional consequences caused by digging into underground utility lines. After calling 811, wait the required time, confirm all marks, and then dig with care. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law. This message is provided by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Scott Prather from ESPN 1420 on the on-deck circle. We'll get to him in about 2 minutes here. Lee, give me your best 2 minutes, sir, so we can get to our next guest. What you got?
All right. Gus, man, let me tell you something. I'm putting the whole Pelicans team on notice. I'm putting everybody on notice, and especially Zion.
Okay.
The honeymoon is over. The honeymoon is over. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a sad commentary when we have to say that Brandon Ingram, and this is all respect to Brandon Ingram, because I think he's wonderful. When Brandon Ingram is the best player on your team, and what that's saying for you, that's an indictment on Zion, in my opinion. Because if somebody, Gus, you know I love to eat, and I hate working out. I'm going to tell you, but if my job dictated, the team's going to pay me millions to be in shape and ready to roll, they're going to have to put me out the gym. There's no way I would come into a season out of shape, bad foot, doesn't matter. I could get in the pool and swim. I don't want to hear the excuses, man. The bottom line is this. You said when everybody was like, oh, man, well, I love playing in the New York, the Madison Square Garden, all that. Remember that comment? Well, when we took it as, so you got 1 foot out of New Orleans and the one other one on the banana field. When you could have put that fire out, you didn't do it. You could have did a press release, you Zion Williams. You could have called a press conference and put that to bed if you wanted to. My point is this, Gus. Everybody who's about New Orleans, for New Orleans, and always will be about New Orleans, is looking at him right now with a side eye. And I'm exactly doing that. He right. should not get a second contract here. If he don't show more commitment this year, he should not get a second contract. Let him walk. Because
That's my thing, Lee, as we bring in Scott Prather. Thank you, Lee. You can call back a little bit later when we have a little more time if you want to really break into it for sure. But, Scott, as we bring you in from ESPN 1420, I guess that's kind of been my point on your show and on my show here as well. He uses the word commitment. You see a commitment to yourself there as well. Look, AD eventually said, I got to take my talents elsewhere, whatever, that's all, folks. But you saw him improve every offseason. You saw him get better and turn into an all-around player. I think that's my theme this year, Scott, that I opened up the show with today is that's what I want to see from him. I know he had numbers last year. I know he did all those things. I want to see better defense. I want to see ball handling. I want to see better shots. I want to see him be in better shape. I want to see him lead. You're the franchise player. It's been bestowed upon you, but now you got to start acting like it. I mean, am I wrong to kind of feel that way this year?
No, not at all. I think it's crazy. It's only been, 90 games played, and yet it's already year three, and everyone feels like there's so much that's, supposed to be on the table. And I'm not talking about food, which Zion obviously is enjoying right now. It is time for him to, once he gets back on the floor, because how much of it is the injury, how much of it is something else, is it all tying together? The answer is probably yes. But once he gets back out on the floor, whatever that is, on an injury setback, Shaq used to play his way into shape, which that's not what you want to do. You want to come in shape, and that's not what Zion is right now.
Right.
But, does he play his way into shape? Does he get better? Does he buy in? I mean, you see the commitment from Ingram. You see the commitment from a lot of these other guys. But, once Zion gets in that lineup, how committed is he? And I think that's going to be probably the biggest story of the season this year for the Pelicans. Certainly nationally, it'll be the biggest story.
Sure.
Zion, he brings headlines. He brings cameras. And right now, I don't know. I can make jokes about his way. I don't want to do that. It's at this point, I don't think it's a laughing matter. It's a matter of, you know what, get in shape, go get it. You say you want to be the best there is, then start acting like it.
Look, I'm with you. I would love to start a season where, you know, an article isn't on Bleacher Report where he was north of three bills this year, you know, in the offseason. I mean, I'd like that. You know, can we just have a normal start to a season? Look, this is what I've done on my show this week. It's neither here or there. I'll see you in November. I'm circling November 2nd at Phoenix on TNT. First of a four-game road trip as to when I'll see Zion. In the meantime, got to worry about the rest of the team, man. What is it that you want to see tonight? It's our question of the day. What do you want to see tonight from the Pelicans as they take on the 76ers? Can I start? I want to see defense. I'd like to see some defense, some shot blocks, some things being created. TM3 starting a break and knocking a three. I want to see a different brand of basketball than I've seen. Basketball IQ and defense. That's honestly what I want to see. They win great. They're not. At least can I see that? What do you want to see?
I mean, you almost took the words out of my mouth. I was thinking specifically defending the three, because last year it was a nightmare. Every game on repeat, wide open three, wide open three, wide open three. And a lot was made about the Pels and how many threes they took and how many threes they missed. But for me, it was how many wide open threes they're giving up after Van Van Gundy, defensive culture, got to improve on defense, yada, yada. And they gave up historically, you know, just a record number of wide open threes to the opponent. What I don't want to see tonight is Philadelphia players just wide open beyond the arc constantly for four quarters, getting wide open look after wide open look. I mean, yes. Do I want to see a little bit of Graham and what he brings to the table? Sure. Do I want to see Brandon Ingram go off offensively? Of course I do. I'm interested to see what Valanciunas does. I like his ability. I want to see him rebounding. I think that's going to help. But more than anything, it's more about what I don't want to see. Right. What I don't want to see is what we saw so much last year watching this team, and it just felt like a broken record. So that's, yeah, it's what I don't want to see tonight, Gus, and that's just constant wide open threes by the opponent.
Yeah, you probably don't want to see that for sure. I think one of the things that I also want to see as a key to the game, too, you have to imagine with all the turmoil and stuff that's going out there, and you hear Embiid refer to Simmons as that man, Doc Rivers sending him home. Look, I know what's in that locker room. They want to go out there and put a bleep you game, right? They want to go out tonight and say, we don't need you. So I think you're going to get a fired-up basketball team, and New Orleans better be ready for that level of intensity from the tip, right? They've struggled in the preseason to slow starts. You do that, they're going to get smoked by 20 or 30 tonight. I honestly believe that. I think Philly is going to come out looking to bleep you, Ben.
There's no question. That team's got attitude. And Ben Simmons just, I think, brought out more attitude than them.
Yeah.
None of them liked him. They couldn't stand him. I mean, what did Embiid say? I got no love for that man or something like that. I mean, whatever it was.
I don't care about that man is what he said.
There it is. We don't care about that man. There you go.
Yeah.
Like, this is a feisty group. This is a group with playoff experience. And, I agree with you. I mean, folks are looking at this as, ooh, Ben Simmons isn't playing. I'm like, are you kidding? That's what you want is the turmoil, the distraction. I mean, as bad as it's been if he was playing, that sort of just, I think it takes away the singular focus of what Philly's trying to do, which is to win the game. I wasn't one of these Pel supporters saying, oh, that's good. I'm sitting there saying, dang it. I was really hoping Simmons was going to play in this game. Because I think it's just like you said, their motivation tonight is to stick it to him. And by doing that is trying to look as good as they possibly can against the Pelicans team that, you know, they got a long way to go until you can really truly use the word continuity with a new coach and a lot of new faces and new players.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not even – look, I'd like to see them win. Of course I would. But I'm not going to come in tomorrow and be disappointed if they don't. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like 5-5 in the first 10, but it's to the point that you're bringing up, Scott. It's going to be a bit. This was the team that was the number one seed in the East last year, Philadelphia. So they're a good basketball team. Quick hit on the Cajuns, sir. Tomorrow they take on Arkansas State. I was talking to Jay Walker, voice of the Cajuns, yesterday. I referred to this as this is one where you need to go get. I know they score. I know it's on the road. But they're 1-5 for a reason. You need to go get this if you want to make sure you get to the goals that you want.
Yeah, Arkansas State's given up a ton of points this year. And if you're Louisiana, you're coming off a 41-point game you want that continuity. I mean, Coach Napier felt like finally against Appalachian State, they put together a game that was close to a complete game. I mean, they kind of did against Ohio, but Ohio's a bad team. Appalachian State's a good team. And they were actually a 5-point favorite. You all beat them by, what, 27? So something like that. So I think for them, it's about, I mean, Coach Napier said after the game, you know, success creates kind of a new wave of problems if you don't take care of it. And so what's that singular focus? Because at the beginning of the season, multiple players were honest. You know, I said, "Why? What's up with the slow start?" They said, you know, I think the number, you know, the preseason ranking and the hype, maybe it slowed us down a little bit. You usually don't get that from players. I mean, you might get it, but they won't be honest about it, right? They won't acknowledge it. So how do you guard that? How do you guard against that? Because you didn't look good against Texas, and it almost cost you in some other games. Now you're back to playing a quality of football that everyone thought you could play. How do you guard against that? So I'm anxious to see how they come out tomorrow night. They're, what, an 18-point betting favorite right now. I think that's the right number because Arkansas State's really bad. Mm-hmm. And if you're a team that is just outside of the top 25 and you're getting a lot of votes, that's a road game you need to go take care of business and win by 20-plus points if you want to, you know, be taken serious as you know, a top G5 school in the country.
At Scott Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. So we're to follow Mr. Scott Prather, host the morning show over on ESPN 1420 in Lafayette. Thank you so much, sir. I'll talk to you again next Wednesday. On this show, I'll chat with you Friday morning.
Can't wait, my friend. Have a good one.
For sure. Quick break. When we come back, we'll go to Philly, and we'll talk with Derek Bodner. He covers the 76ers for The Athletic, and he'll give us his side of things and how he knows it as to what's going on over there. But since the killer crossovers, the jumpers, the throwdowns, the dunks, and all of that is back, it's my time to tell you, of course, that DraftKings, not only with fantasy football with the NFL, the official fantasy provider for them, but do it also for pro basketball and get a free shot at millions of dollars. It's real simple. Grab your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and now you can rack up points, three-pointers, rebounds, assists, and more. Score big cash. More importantly, safe, secure, reliable, and you can do all of that by depositing, withdrawing your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code LAROSE, L-A-R-O-S-E, promo code LAROSE. When you download the DraftKings app now. Next, we'll get a take on the Sixers from someone in Philly. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's fall savings times at Barker Kia, which means you can save on our entire lineup of new Kias. These Kias are packed with value and technology. Best of all, these new Kias come with our famously low Barker Kia price. Take a look at the all-new Ultra Sporty 2022 Kia K5. A rebellious design built to rule the road with an 8-inch touchscreen and lane-keeping technology that all comes standard. Or drive home in a new 2022 Kia Sorento, the third-row 7-seat SUV that comes standard with family favorite features like smartphone integration. And of course, we have to mention the all-new Kia Carnival MPV. The SUV-inspired van has a radical departure from the usual. Now that says it all. So come save during the fall savings time at Barker Kia and get our famously low Barker Kia price. And you know all these new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's Barker Kia in Homer or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Rouse's Markets in Golden Meadow is back open. The Rouse's family wants to thank everyone that worked so tirelessly to get the store back open to serve our community. Thank you to Rouse's Markets team members who worked at the store every day. Thank you to Rouse's Markets facilities and construction crews. Thank you to Rouse's Market's vendor partners, and thank you, our loyal customers. Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, now open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone!
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, we're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans tonight. Pelicans taking on Philly, the Sixers 3.5-point favorite. To help us understand better about tonight's opponents, Mr. Derek Bodner covers the 76ers and writes over there for The Athletic at Derek Bodner NBA is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Derek, thank you for your time this afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Nothing to really talk about when it comes to the Sixers, huh?
There never is. They are a boring, normal franchise that does things by the book.
Yeah, I hear you. And just like it is over here, it's, you know, normal. This is the ritual. When the new season starts, it's either injuries or your star players unhealthy and broken foot. We'll get to our team in a second. But, man, what happened yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ben Simmons, obviously, he came back a week ago Monday. He rejoined the team after about a two-week holdout. And you always knew that he was coming back, but it was going to be in, you know, presence only. Mentally, he was going to be checked out. And apparently it just got enough to the point where Doc Rivers wanted to try to address it. He sent him home. You know, I certainly – and then suspended him for tonight's game, obviously. I don't think he was going to play anyway, but he is suspended nonetheless. You know, I think this is going to be something where they're going to struggle for a while, because I think Daryl Morey is not going to want to trade Ben Simmons right now. Sure. I think Ben Simmons is going to try to act out to get him his way off of the team. And really the only way he has of acting out at this point and trying to apply pressure is by loafing it and being disengaged and disinterested. So I think this is probably the first of many instances we will see here in the coming weeks.
How's the city? How's the fan base reacting to this, and how do they feel about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the city, by and large, never truly opened up to Ben Simmons, or at least some of the fan base never truly opened up to Ben Simmons. Combination of his game and not developing, and also his personality. So I think, by and large, city is ready to move on. I think some people recognize why Daryl is trying to get to December because of the players that can be traded, maybe even towards the trade deadline because he might be able to get a better deal. But I think the city is mostly ready to move on.
Look, that's obviously an element to this team this year, but look, last season, it's a very good season, right? Getting that top seed and everything. So as we've been talking about to our listeners this morning and Pels fans, it's a very good basketball team that's coming in. Judging off of Embiid's comments of that man babysitting and Doc Rivers, all that, I think, Derek, I think you can see a team tonight that is looking forward to put out one of those FU type games. You know what I'm saying? I think you're going to get an attitude to the team. Joel Embiid said the chemistry with this team is good. So,
yeah.
No,
I think by and large, the team outside of Ben Simmons gets along, plays well together. You know, I think this is an instance where, you know, look, Ben Simmons is a terrific basketball player. Long term, he certainly helps them in the regular season. But I think this, you could be right here in that this could actually help them tonight, because they're going to come out with something to prove, with a little more spacing around Joel Embiid, and without sort of like a distraction. And quite frankly, right now, even if Ben Simmons was playing, you know, I think he would be loafing it so much on defense that he wouldn't be the positive impact player we are accustomed to anyway. So, yeah, I think they could come out strong. You know, Joel Embiid has looked good here in pretty limited minutes in the preseason. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you put a lot of shooting around him. I think he is going to have a big night.
Speaking with Derek Bodner, he covers the 76ers for The Athletic. You know, it's interesting. I'm actually excited. I think I love the playoffs last year. I love the play-in situation. Not because it gives the Pels a better shot, but you have a lot of young talent in the NBA. And you know what I like, Derek? They're legit half-dozen teams that can maybe vie for a conference championship spot and make it to the finals. You saw the Warriors beat the Lakers last night. I know a lot of the attention has been to the West as of late, but the East really showed some teams last year. Kind of look at the East for us this year, and especially where Philly is, but there's a handful of teams that are pretty good, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And obviously you got the two at the top, even though you don't entirely know what to make of Brooklyn because of the Kyrie situation. They're still a really good deep team with the two headline stars and Milwaukee. But the depth outside of there, I think, has gotten a lot better. You know, I expect Boston to be much better than they were last year. I expect Miami to take a step up. Atlanta, just by virtue of being more experienced. I think this is a better, deeper, and the Bulls, I think, are even the bottom of the, what was the bottom of the East last year, I think, has gotten by and large better. I think this is going to be a pretty strong conference. The Sixers, because of Simmons' absence and the uncertainty and the fact that I don't expect this to be resolved anytime soon, could certainly see them dip probably uncomfortably far into that 4, 5, 6 range in the Eastern Conference. I don't expect them to dip too much farther than that because I think Joel Embiid is good enough where he's going to get you on the precipice of, if not 50 wins, at least close to it. But certainly in terms of playoff seeding, this is a much more competitive Eastern Conference with a two teams at the top and a whole lot of depth, and I think the Sixers are going to have to fight to have solid playoff seeding. I'm with you. I'm excited to see. You know, I think I was a little bit skeptical of a play-in tournament when it was originally introduced, but I think it gives so many other teams reason to play towards the end of the season. And it gives, like you said, young players who otherwise might have been checked out at that point of the year,
right,
a reason to continue to play, to develop, see what they have in them, and to build teams around them. I think it's helped the league.
It's also, Derek, I thought last year, as I made the point, a bit of a life vest for the dreaded injuries that they may or may not happen. I mean, the Nets had so many injuries. It didn't affect them, but you look at the Lakers, there's no play-in game. They may not be in there, right? I mean, you look at the Warriors, you lose Klay. It's going to be hard. The play-in gave them an opportunity to sort of be in there. So if you do suffer a bad injury to a star player and they miss weeks or a month, there's still a shot to get in the tournament. And once you win, you know, you got to win 4 games. What does Philly have to do to take that next step, to go to the finals? What you touched on adding more shooting. What did Doc Rivers and crew think they needed to do to get over the hump, per se, this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question because there's so much. Like, everyone watching this team and covering this team and talking about this team doesn't really know what to make of it because you just don't know what that – everyone assumes a trade of Ben Simmons is coming eventually. Mm-hmm. But until that happens, you don't really know even the key foundational pieces of what this team will look like. So, I mean, I think they have needed perimeter ball handling and shot creation, someone to really create – off of a screen on the perimeter for years. That's been one of the downsides of having Ben Simmons as their point guard, of letting Jimmy Butler walk, of Markelle Fultz not working out. They've never really addressed that sort of role in their offense. And I think that's hurt Joel Embiid a little bit because he just doesn't have anyone to really create easy scoring opportunities for him. And he has to shoulder so much of that burden on his own. So I would say outside of shooting depth, and one problem with a lot of their shooting depth, they have some shooters this year, but there aren't very many two-way players of that group. Outside of Danny Green, all of their other shooters are pretty big defensive liabilities. So I'd love to see a little more size on the perimeter, size with shooting. But really, I think it's that perimeter shot creation, that point guard who can create off the dribble, off the pick and roll, get in the paint and create opportunities for his teammates. Outside of Tyrese Maxey, who's a 20-year-old second-year player, they really don't have anyone of that ilk. I think that's what you have to target if you're the Sixers here over the next couple months.
What's the key tonight in the ball game?
I think the key is, we can go right back to that. They really have one person who you're confident in dribbling the basketball, and that is in Tyrese Maxey.
Okay.
Everyone else, you know, obviously Ben Simmons is suspended. Shake Milton is injured. All of their point guard depth is depleted. So if they can handle a little bit of ball pressure, advance the ball, and if Tyrese Maxey can have a pretty good game, they don't really have many other options besides him. And like I said, he is a 20-year-old second-year player who shows flashes, but they need him to be consistent. Look, Joel Embiid is the key every time the Sixers step on a floor.
Sure.
But Tyrese Maxey is certainly the second one.
Well, that's a great key for Pels fans to pay attention to, Derek, because in New Orleans, it's perimeter defense. It was awful. I mean, literally, teams set records last year in three-point shots made. Trey Murphy and other guys, you're hoping that that's going to be better. So I absolutely will look into the backcourt in that battle and see what happens. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Derek Bodner, go give him a follow at Derek Bodner NBA is the way to do so. Covers the Sixers for The Athletic. If you want to check out the podcast as well, at Sixers Beat is the way to do so. I don't know where hour one went, but it's in the books, and hour two is next. It's your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I'm gonna take it right.